This I believe. Harry W. Schachter is a businessman. He is the president of the Kaufmann Strauss Company, a large department store in Louisville. He is a man whose ideas and interests go beyond his particular enterprise. What does that mean? Let Harry Schachter express it in his own words.
I deeply believe in the dignity and worth of the human personality. Because of this, I want to see social justice done to every human being on the face of the earth. Since there is so much injustice in the world today, I want to throw what little weight I have into the struggle against it. I have no illusions that my help will count for much, but I firmly believe that even though I am but one person, my help can be made to count. A poem by Bonaro Overstreet, which I came across the other day, vividly expresses this feeling. It reads as follows. To one who doubts the worth of doing anything, if you can't do everything. You say the little efforts that I make will do no good. They never will prevail to tip the hovering scale where justice hangs in balance. I don't think I ever thought they would, but I am prejudiced beyond debate in favor of my right to choose which side shall feel the stubborn ounces of my weight. I believe that my faith in humanity isn't worth much unless I can translate that faith into action in my business life as well as in my life as a citizen. Therefore, my creed is an active one. As a businessman, I deeply believe that businessmen must not only have ideals, but the courage to fight for them. I do not share the view of some that ideals for businessmen are soft sentiment, that a businessman must be hard-boiled to be successful. I believe that ideals are the only stuff of which progress, solid, substantial progress, is made in business as well as in every other human endeavor. I believe that every form of human organization, and that includes business, was made to enhance the welfare of human beings. Therefore, I believe that business was made for man and not man for business. I believe that only those businesses whose policies are socially right should have the privilege to continue. Happily, I have never known of any such business which didn't pay excellent dividends in the long run. I hope to continue my faith in human beings actively for all the days of my life. I would like to see that faith spread from man to man throughout our state and nation and throughout the world. I believe that the ills of this world are caused primarily by a lack of faith and understanding in one another between human beings. This is due to the mutual fear and distrust so prevalent among peoples and nations today. I believe that we must have the courage, and it will take courage, to substitute mutual understanding and trust in place of fear if we are to correct these ills. I know that this sounds naive, but I often think that naivete is an important ingredient of faith. I know that we can't start on the path to human understanding on an international or a national or even on a state level. I must start in my own community and with my own neighbors. That's where the battle for democracy will be won or lost. That's where the brotherhood of man really begins. I have supreme faith that despite the present world turmoil, we are closer to the brotherhood of man than we have been in the 5,000 years of our civilization. I intend every day of my life to throw the stubborn ounces of my weight into the fight to bring that brotherhood just a little closer.
That was Harry Schachter, who lives his conviction that the efforts of one man for good are not lost, but become part of a meaningful whole.